Today's Ohio Dominican Panthers football game is brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. City Barbecue, the best barbecue in the city. Dairy Queen. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food. Education First, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio. Jimmy John's, click, order, eat. Kimball West, your partner in performance. Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, connect your passion with a purpose. Sodexo, quality of daily life solutions. And St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Steps up, now going to try and run to the five, hurdles a defender into the end zone for a leaping touchdown, Grant Russell.
From Panther Stadium on the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther, we welcome you to week 11 of the college football season. And today, it is the 7-3 Ohio Dominican Panthers playing host to the 8-2 Ashland Eagles. Hi again, everybody. Alongside Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Brent Ford will be back at our studios throughout the day, keeping you updated on what is going on around the GLIAC and other football scores today as well. It is the final GLIAC football game for Ohio Dominican as they get set to square off against Ashland. The winner will walk away with a GLIAC South Division title. The Grand Valley State Lakers clinched the championship overall of the GLIAC last week. They're still unbeaten and ranked number 2 in the country. But today, by virtue of Ashland's loss a couple of weeks back to Michigan Tech, it made it possible for ODU to come out as the champions of the GLIAC South here today with the victory. The Panthers are coming off a 28-17 win last week against the Wayne State Warriors, a game in which they trailed by a score of 10-6 at halftime, while the Eagles are coming off a home victory last week in easy fashion, 56-0 to the Walsh Cavaliers. This will be the seventh all-time meeting between these two teams, and the series right now stands tied at 3 games apiece. The first meeting was back in 2010, and they've played every season since. Ironically, it was the road team that won each of the first 4 matchups between these two, but it settled back into some normalcy the last 2 years as Ohio Dominican defeated Ashland in 2014, 38-20 on route to the playoffs. A year ago, it was Ashland defeating ODU 27-24 in a game that had a scoreless fourth quarter. It was highlighted by a 98-yard interception return by Marquise Tyus in that game, but the Panthers, a couple of turnovers cost them, and they fell to the Ashland Eagles. And as I welcome in my partner today, Matt Natale, it's interesting that the winner of this game the last 4 years and today will claim a South Division championship. That's how good these two teams have been in the past 5 seasons.
And I think that's what makes this game so much fun, and we look forward to it every year on the schedule. And, you know, it's going to continue after leaving the conference next year. We have a home-and-home scheduled non-conference, of course, after we leave the GLIAC and join the GMAC. But first, we got to get this one done today. The GLIAC South on the line, and for Ashland, a potential berth into the playoffs sitting at 9 in Region 4.
The captains have made their way out onto the field. All 10 of the Panthers senior captains are at least out here represented. Billy Akins, Paul Wesselhoff, Anthony Small, and Ethan Quinn are the quartet that's actually out there for the coin toss. Let's listen in.
Ashland has won the and will defer to the second half.
So Ashland has won the toss. They deferred to the second half. So, Matt, we're going to see the Ohio Dominican offense out on the field first here today. Last week it was the Panthers defense that helped kind of establish and set the tone. Today it'll be the Ohio Dominican offense squaring up against one of the top defenses in the GLIAC today.
And I think when you take a look at how this just unfolded, I like the Panthers getting the ball first. I think if they can create a little momentum on offense and get down the field and possibly put some points on the board at home on senior day in front of this fantastic crowd, it could really shift things in our way, in our momentum. The Panthers have scored 101 points this year in the first quarter, by far more than any other quarter this season. So I like that the Panthers are getting the ball first here.
That roar you hear are the Eagles fans across the way that have not only packed their stands, they're standing along the railing, and they're standing on RVs that are parked up against the railing on the far side. And here comes ODU onto the field for the last time this year. to you today, donned in the white pants with the black and gold striping, the black top with the yellow numerals trimmed in white, the black headgear and the oversized deepaw. The Eagles, the road team in the all-white look today, white pants, the white top with the purple shoulders, the purple numerals trimmed in yellow, the purple headgear with Tuffy the Eagle logo on the side. Coaches today, Lee Owens, a 77 graduate of Bluffton for Ashland. He is in his 13th season and has a record of 97-44. The Eagles, under his tutelage, have reached the Division II playoff four times in 2007-08, 2012, and then again last year. Panthers are coached by Kelly Cummings, a 1993 graduate of Eastern Kentucky in his first year of being the head coach at Ohio Dominican. It is a fantastic day here today, a great crowd on hand for Senior Day with a lot on the line for both of these teams. Look, we'll be flat out honest with you. If the Panthers win today, is there a chance they could qualify for the playoffs? Yes. It is way below 2% as far as I'm concerned, because so many things would have to happen for Ohio Dominican to eke into the playoffs. But you never know when it comes down to that last week in the ratings committee. A lot of teams ahead of ODU have losable games today, but I don't want to get anybody's hopes up as to how it will shape up today. Much better chance for Ashland, and even there on the outside looking in here today. To our right, the Eagles have the ball teed up. It is Aiden Cement. To our left, it is David Turner, and I believe Jacob Mercier back to receive. 46-degree sunshine-filled day off Sunbury Road, and week 11 is underway. It will be David Turner to field it, looking up into the sun over here at the 5, to the 15, towards the middle of the field, hit at the 24, and he's out at the 25-yard line. That's where the Ohio Dominican offense will come out onto the field today for the first time. Led by quarterback Grant Russell, making his 22nd start today, he is completing 71% of his 308 passes for 2,499 yards, 22 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions on the season. We do have a penalty marker on the play that happened right where the tackle was, so we'll wait for the call on the infraction.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 25 of the kicking team. 15-yard penalty from the end of the run. First down, Ohio Dominican.
Trevante Jackson, a running back for them. He was the one who made the tackle on special teams. A little bit too exuberant afterwards, so the ball's going to come out near the 40-yard line. The Panthers on offense, they rank 9th overall. They're 11th in rushing offense, 5th in passing offense, and 9th in total. They're 8th in scoring offense, averaging 29 points per game. Joe Hines, after a 141-yard day last week, will open up as the tailback. And it's good to see Aaron Stevens will open up as tight end today for ODU. Missed most of the second half after receiving some stitches in his left knee. Grant Russell will stand on the 35. The Panthers will scrimmage to our left from the 40. And on first down and 10, it'll be Russell to throw over the middle. Dar Stanford caught it and immediately tackled at the 49-yard line. That'll be a gain of 9, maybe 10, and it will be a first down for ODU. The offensive line, it is the junior Andrew Lorenz out of Bishop Watterson. The guards are Cole Tamaris, a junior from Sycamore. Tyler Edwards Frick, a junior from Tri-Valley. The tackles are Zach Williams, a junior from Hilliard Darby, and Robert Fargo, a sophomore from Martins Ferry. On first and 10 from midfield, Joe Hines on first down will run up the middle and pick up 3 as he's out to the Ashland 47-yard line. The wide receivers are Dar Stanford, sophomore from Zanesville, David Turner, freshman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and sophomore Corey Contini from Dover, Ohio. We mentioned Aaron Stevens from Ironton. He is a senior and the lone senior that starts on offense for ODU. Second down and 7 after the run of 3 by Joan Hines. A couple people flinched on a hard count, but no flags come out. And now Grant Russell with 15 on the play clock will take the waist-high snap from Andrew Lorenz. Surveys with time. He's got Dar Stanford at the 38-yard line. That'll be a catch of 8 yards. And Matt, another first down and a nice fast start here for ODU.
Yeah, they're moving the ball right down the field, kind of aided by that penalty on the kickoff. Dar Stanford already with a couple catches here, getting in the mix early. That puts him at 55 on the season, so nice season by him. And the Panthers get another first down.
Star started the day 7th in the Gleeck in receptions on first down. Russell throw. David Turner at the 35. He's ahead to the Ashland 30 and real close to another first down. That'll be a gain of 9 for David Turner. A couple of weeks had the big day, right, for ODU. He had 3 catches last week. He's up to 29 catches on the season, and so many are excited about this freshman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, when he gets his hands on the football.
Yeah, I had that exciting kickoff return for a touchdown, 100 yards earlier in the season, and is a really talented freshman they're excited about.
Gain of 9 on first down. Grant Russell will carry on second and short, and on a zone read, he'll take it straight through the middle. That'll be a gain of 4 for the junior quarterback from Newark, Ohio. And we've seen his rushing the last couple of weeks. 2 weeks ago at Walsh, he was battling a little turf toe, was reluctant to run. A few more runs last week, but a good solid run right there, and the Panthers will have it first and 10 at the Ashland 26-yard line, opening drive of the game. Joe Hines to the left of Russell on first down. Grant will take it, play action pass. With time again, south flushed, and he's going to be sacked. Looks to move to his left, and Austin Utter, a junior from Edison, makes his 6.5 sack of the season. That'll be a loss of 6 on first down.
Now Utter coming around that edge on the defensive end side of things. 6'1", 234, junior.
These two defensive ends, Hunter and Adam Wallace on the other side, both started the day tied for 4th in the Gleeck in sacks. Second down and 16 now for ODU, and it's a run left with Joe Hines, and he'll be hit right at the line of scrimmage and dropped right there. Zach Bernard, senior linebacker from Ashland, he is filling in today at middle linebacker for injured Zach Olszewski, who was their leading tackler, missed last week and out again this week, but Bernard makes the tackle there. It'll be 3rd and 16 now for ODU, and Matt, a promising drive is going to come down to a big 3rd down play here.
Yeah, and the Panthers did so well on 3rd down last week, and they're looking to keep some of that momentum going on the season. 69 of 140, that's good for 49%, and 3rd in the conference. So the Panthers have had some success this season in these 3rd down situations.
ODU needs the 16-yard line for a 1st down. Grant Russell will take the snap. Quick drop. Again, has time. Pocket collapses, throws over the middle low, and it's incomplete. Trying to hit David Turner near the 15-yard line. Russell was hit just as he let go of the football. And do the Panthers go for it here, or do they try a lengthy field goal? And it looks like the field goal unit will come out onto the field here for Ohio Dominican. So a drive that carried them all the way to the 26. It came back to the 31. And in fact, it's not the field goal unit. It's going to be the punting unit to come onto the field. So they'll forego what would have been a 53-yard try. And Justin Bonchek will try and pin him in deep. Ashland not even going to send anybody back to receive this punt. Now Dale Irby is drifting back just a little bit. In fact, maybe that's Terrell Hudson. Bonchek receives it. He'll pooch it into the air to the far sideline. Aaron Stevens is there. It bounces at the 5 and will then be picked up by Ashland. Boy, Hudson with a dangerous play, but saved him some yards and carries it out of bounds up near the 14-yard line. 11:04 to play first quarter. We have no score here at Ohio Dominican, and we'll see the Ashland offense come out onto the field for the first time. Redshirt junior quarterback Travis Tarnowski out of North Royalton, Ohio, has completed 65% of his 306 passes for 2,762 yards, 30 touchdowns. That leads the Gleeck at only 6 interceptions on the season. Vance Settlemyer will open up as the running back, a senior out of Findlay, Ohio. 1st and 10 for the Eagles from the 14-yard line. Tarnowski will work in under center with a blocking fullback behind him, and it's Settlemyer on the right-hand side. He's got a little room over the 15 out near the 18, and the pile will fall forward to the 19-yard line. Vance Settlemyer, senior, 783 yards, missed a couple of games early in the season with a separated shoulder. He's averaging over 6 yards per carry, which is 7th best in the Gleeck. He's 7th in yards per game, 6th in the conference with 9 touchdowns, and he's 9th in the Gleeck with 123 attempts. We're going to see a lot of Vance Settlemyer today. 2nd down and 6 after a gain of 4, and now Tarnowski will work out of the shotgun formation with Settlemyer to his right. Travis to throw for the first time to Adam Shaheen. Made the catch, but a short gain only to the 22-yard line. Ross Thompson hits Shaheen low. Shaheen slow in getting up. First of 800 tackles today for Ross Thompson, I'm assuming.
And hopefully Shaheen's over there stepping off. Hopefully he's okay for Ashland. But Shaheen is one of these guys that they really rely on offense. One of the best tight ends in the country. If they're able to get him in the end zone today, he'll be the number one all-time touchdown receiving tight end in the history of Division II. But if the Panthers have any say about that on defense, they're going to be able to keep him out, and a big third down and short here.
Back to the I backfield on third and one. Settlemyer sweeping right, moves forward. We'll have the first down to the 28-yard line. Matt Settlemyer following that big offensive line as a first down. Dominic Junta, a sophomore, is the center out of Willoughby South. Matt Murphy, a junior left guard out of Parma. Zachary Douglas is a senior out of Smithville, Ohio, right guard. Damon Stewart, a junior left tackle out of Elyria. John Connor, a sophomore out of Walsh Jesuit High School in Akron, is the right tackle. That's where they ran behind the big 6'5", 287-pounder. First down and 10 from the 27-yard line for Ashland. No score. Opening possession for them. And a handoff on first down to Settlemyer. Cuts up field. He's got at least five, maybe six, on the first down run. Dan Settlemyer in his career, Matt, over 3,000 yards. He is one of the top run producers in Ashland history. It's a long history for Ashland, not this 15 years or so for ODU. They go back to the early 1900s, and Settlemeyer's been one of their best.
And they'll throw the ball to him out of the backfield, too. He has 18 receptions on the season with a touchdown. So they'll have to keep an eye on that.
Toss sweep to the right, got past a couple and chunked the yards over the 40 and knocked out of bounds near the 45-yard line. And that boisterous Ashland crowd on the far sideline that's made their way to Sunbury Road on their feet as the Eagles have moved it out from the 14-yard line out to the 46-yard line, where they'll have it first and 10 with 8:32 to play in the first quarter.
Like Marquise Ty is coming in from his safety position, coming in on that tackle. A little bit of a size mismatch there. About the same height, but Settlemyer has approximately 20 pounds on him. So good job by Marquise Tyus and laying the boom.
And it'll be Tarnowski to throw on first down. Try and set up a screen, and now they threw it to Adam Shaheen, well over his head and out of bounds. Billy Akins there on the coverage. The Panther defense, they rank fourth in the GLIAC now, allowing 345 yards per game. They're second against the pass, sixth against the run. Out on the field right now, it is Wesselhoff, Farmer, Purdue, and Isaacs. The linebackers are Thompson, Moore, and McIntyre. The secondary are Gordon and Akins on the corners, Dimmerling and Tyus at the safeties. Second down and 10 from the 46-yard line out of the shotgun for Travis Tarnowski. He'll look to throw again. Quick one over the middle. That'll be caught by Cameron Green at midfield. He's to the Panther 49. And the sophomore from here in Columbus out of Mifflin picks up five. It'll be third down and five coming up now for these Ashland Eagles. Boy, their receivers there, a little bit like ODU, right? Cameron Green is only 5'7". Stuart Turner is only 5'9". Only Stanley Jackson at 6'1" is over that 6-foot mark among the guys who make a lot of their catches.
And I think that's why they use Shaheen so much there in their offense. The redshirt junior tight end coming in at 6'6", 277 pounds, with 54 receptions coming into this one.
Third down and six. Tarnowski to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Will run to the first down marker and has it as Cameron Moore will collar him down at the ODU 42-yard line. It's a run of seven. He got the first down by 2 yards. And Travis Tarnowski, who is not the most likely candidate in the world to run the football, is going to pick them up a first down.
Well, Todd, they get that third down conversion here. And Ashland, one of the best in the country, actually the best in the country on third down conversions at 61%. It converted 81 of 133, and they get their first one on this afternoon.
Out of the shotgun, Tarnowski, quick fake pump over here to the near side. Now goes back to his right, hit as he throws. He's got a man, it is caught, but was he inbounds? No. Incomplete to Stuart Turner, junior from Orville and a transfer from Ball State. Made a nice catch, but he was out of bounds. And, boy, Tarnowski took a shot from Brian Hunter just as he let go of the football.
Yeah, that almost could have turned dangerous. Stuart Turner was back there kind of hanging out by himself out there on the far side, and Tarnowski saw him out there and kind of let him down the field, but let him a little too much right out of bounds, and I think the Panthers might have dodged a bullet on that one.
Second down and 10. Matthew Wilcox is out there at wide receiver on the far side as Tarnowski will look to throw again. Tried to set up a screen. Now Tarnowski will throw it away as he was pressured by Paul Wesselhoff, and the coverage right now is spectacular. They had that wide receiver screen to Wilcox read perfectly. It'll be third down and 10.
And it's a third down and long situation, and I think that's why the Eagles are so good in third down situations, because they have Vance Settlemyer, and they get big chunks of yards on first and second down, putting them in third and short situations. And I think this third and 10 right here is something that they're not really used to and they're not comfortable with. And boy, the Panthers really need to stop right here.
Shaheen will be split out at a wide receiver to the near side, guarded by Billy Aikens. Two receivers right. The Eagles need the 32. Tarnowski takes it, draw to Settlemyer, straight through the hole. He's got room to the 35 to the 34-yard line, short of the first down marker. Correction, it's Andrew Vaughn on the run. Redshirt sophomore from Sullivan Black River got 8. They needed 10. It'll be 4th and 2. I'm going to bet they go for it here.
They're kind of in that no-man's land area, and Cement is long this year is only 39 yards, 6 of 8 on field goal attempts. So this Ashland Eagles offense is certainly going for it here on fourth down, and they are at 81% on the season, converting 13 of 16 attempts.
They've got Cameron Barker as an 8-back left. The fullback is Dan Medved. On 4th and 2, Settlemyer toss sweep left, hit behind the line of scrimmage, got through that tackle, and he's got the first down at the 31-yard line. Ross Thompson missed him behind the line of scrimmage and allowed Settlemyer room to pick up an Ashland first down, converting on 4th.
Ross Thompson flying in there like a missile, and got low and just couldn't wrap up those legs, and those legs kept going and ran right in there for a first down.
Boy, you just look around the perimeter here, Matt. People are just standing all along the fencing to our right. They're in the end zone to our left. Capacity crowd here today at Panther Stadium. Both sets of fans have been into it early, and with 5:23 to play in the first quarter, no score. Here's Tarnowski on first down, hands it off to Settlemyer. Comes off to the left-hand side. Thompson got a hold of him and brought him down at the 28 for a gain of 3, and thank heavens Ross got him. Billy Aikens was blitzing from this near side corner. There was no more run support, and Thompson makes the tackle. A gain of 3 for Settlemyer on first down.
Showing that blitz early. It worked well last week against Wayne State, bringing in Billy Aikens off the edge like that on the corner blitz, and Settlemyer was able to get behind the tackler and slip right by him. Ross Thompson able to make the shoestring tackle. It's going to be second and about 8.
Three receivers right are Turner, Jackson, and Green. On second down and 8, Tarnowski will hand it off to Vaughn. Flips off to the right-hand side. He's got a run down near the 22. It'll be very close to the first down marker for Ashland. As Vaughn, the sophomore, he came in with over 550 yards rushing. He's a little more shifty of a running back. And then we still haven't seen Keyshawn Chims. He's got over 600 yards rushing. They've got a nice little three-headed monster. Now they bring in one more element as well. Austin Bruns, who came to Ashland as a quarterback. He is beefed up, and he's now played some tight end for them as well, and he also serves as their punter. He'll line up tight to the line of scrimmage on the left. Shaheen will be tight end right on third down and 1. Vaughn is still in the backfield. Tarnowski takes it, gives to Vaughn, sweeping right, cuts upfield, and I think he's got the first down to the 21. Boy, he didn't get it by much.
No.
But it'll be another first down and 10 coming up now for the Ashland Eagles on a time-consuming drive under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Panthers drive stalled inside Ashland territory. The Eagle drive started back at their 14.
This will be the 15th play this drive coming up, and you can see the Panthers defense out there, lots of hands on hips, and just trying to get a stop out there so they can get a break.
Looks like it maybe is Keyshawn Sims in the backfield now. They go eye, and on first down, they toss it to Sims to the right. He'll get to the 20. They've got it strung and out of bounds at the 19-yard line. That'll be virtually no gain or maybe a gain of yard for Mr. Football Ohio a season ago, as his Perry Panthers got all the way to the state championship game before losing in Division II to LaSalle. 79 carries for over 600 yards, averaging nearly 8 yards per carry. And they've got three completely different types of running backs. They all kind of look the same, but
right,
they run differently. 1 yard for Sims, and it'll bring up second down. They'll have Wilcox and Green here to the near side, Shaheen to the right, Austin Bruns tight to the left side of the line. Vance Settlemyer back out there at running back, lines up to the left of the quarterback, Tarnowski. They give it to him on a delay. Off to the right-hand side. Short gain again, only to the 15-yard line. It was Thompson that came in there and hit him first. Gain of three. It'll be third down and six. And now if you're ODU's defense, you really want to get a stop here on this third down play and force a three-point try. It'll be Jackson over here to the near side. Wilcox and Bruns and Shaheen will be receivers on the right. Tarnowski will work out of the shotgun. Settlemyer to his right on third and six. Tarnowski to throw. Panthers are coming after him. They pick it up, throw over the middle, and it's incomplete at the goal line. There was some contact. There's no flags as Marquise Tyus was bodying up Adam Shaheen. Tarnowski getting up late, talking to the referee, saying, sir, there wasn't a penalty down there.
Right.
And it'll be fourth down and six, and the field goal unit will come onto the field.
Yeah, everybody held their collective breath on this side of the stadium. Lots of contact there between Marquise Tyus and Shaheen. And I think if you're the Panthers defense, you can consider this a win. Holding them to a field goal attempt, although this is no chip shot right here.
33-yard try. Aiden Cement. He is 6 of 8 on the year, long of 39. Travis Downing does the snapping. The quarterback, Tarnowski, does the holding. That portion looks good. Cementa's kick is up. It is also good. Timeout on the field. Ashland strikes first. 2:01 to play in the first quarter. It's the Eagles 3. Ohio Dominican nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We're at 4 back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. The check of the GLIAC scoreboard as Northwood leads Walsh early on in the first quarter, 7-3. Hillsdale leads Lake Erie early on in the first quarter, 7-3 as well. Ashland struck first. Let's go back out to Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, the Panthers are trailing here by a score of 3-0 after a lengthy drive by Ashland.
Yeah, 19 plays, Todd. That drive went 70 yards in 9 minutes and 3 seconds. Thankfully for the Panthers defense, held the Ashland Eagles to a cement 33-yard field goal to put the Eagles up 3-0. And I'll tell you, the Panthers right now on offense, they are going to need a nice, long, sustained drive to give that defense a breather. 19 plays. That's unbelievable.
Cement has the ball teed up to our right. Again, Turner will be looking up into that bright sunshine. Better kick this time. Deep into the end zone. Turner never saw it. It bounced on the O in Ohio in the end zone and went out of bounds. And so the ball will come out to the 25-yard line. You're dead on, partner. They got to get a couple first downs here. They'll have to score. They just need a couple first downs to give these guys a little bit of a breather here. What an opening drive by the Ashland Eagles, converting a couple of third downs, a fourth down. Brian Hunter was a little banged up on that last possession, and he is over here now testing out his foot that's been taped up. Seems to be sprinting okay. And looks like they'll add a little bit more to it, and then they'll be good to go. First down and 10, Panthers to our left. Grant Russell on the opening possession with 3 out of 4 for 27 yards. He'll have both Joe Hines and E.J. Colson lining up in the backfield. No tight ends, 2 receivers left and 1 right for Russell on first down and 10. Grant will take it, play action pass. Steps out to his right, pressured a little bit. Now looks and throws over the head of Joe Hines. Pass well incomplete. It'll bring a second down and 10. On that opening possession, Matt, the first couple of times Grant looked to throw, he had all day. This time, a little more pressure the last couple of times that he's looked to throw the football.
Yeah, this defensive line for Ashland goes 6-1-2-34, 6-1-2-84. 234, 6-2-2-87, and 6-2-2-41. So they have some size up front and quickness, and the offensive line is going to have their hands full today.
Bring in Stevens again at tight end. Second down and 10. Stanford in motion passes through. Russell on a run straight up the middle, only to the 27-yard line. A short run for Grant Russell on second down. Grant on the season just under 300 yards rushing, averaging nearly 3 yards a carry, has three rushing touchdowns this year. Of course, sack numbers come out of those positive rushing yards. And now the Panthers are forced into a third down and 8, and here's where they are going to need to have one of those conversions, as we talked about, to keep that defense on the field here for a minute, as we're down to a minute and a half to go in the first quarter.
And the Ashland defense does really well in these third down conversions. Teams are only converting about 33% of the time, so they're doing their job.
Third down and 8. Panthers need to 35, set up a screen to Justin Davis. Blocker out in front, 25 to the 30. Plenty of work to do, and Justin's not going to get there. He goes out of bounds near the 31-yard line, 4 yards short of a first down. And on a design screen for Justin Davis, he had one block out there, but too many white shirts. And so the punting unit will have to go out onto the field here. And this will put Dale Irby back to return. He is the top punt returner in the GLIAC. He averages 12 yards a return. He has a return for touchdown this season. Justin Boncheck coming in, averaging nearly 36 yards per kick. He had his best punting day of the year last week against Wayne State. Aaron Stevens snaps it back. Boncheck will let it go. This was a knuckleball that'll be near the Ashland sideline. Rolls through the Eagles player's legs. He says he didn't touch it. The officials say he didn't touch it. And the Panthers will down it at the 20-yard line. Ever so dangerously close was Dale Irby to touching that ball. It's like he went to field as a shortstop, and it went right through the wicket. Whether or not he glanced it or not, we'll never know. Officials, there's no way they could have known either. I have to think he didn't touch it, because that ball never lost
going.
Any momentum.
Yeah.
It just kept right on going, didn't change direction. I think the officials probably got it right, and it ends up being a nice roll on the kick all the way down to the 20-yard line. But now the defense is right back out there. Ashland with 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll have it first and 10, leading by a score of 3-0.
Oh, the old Bill Buckner there.
Tarnowski to throw on first down, hits Shaheen, who then is immediately dropped for a gain of 4 by Gus Dimmerling. Play out near the 25-yard line. Freshman out of Perrysburg, averaging over 7 tackles per game and has an interception. Makes the stop of Shaheen. They'll give him forward progress to the 25, so a gain of 5. And let's see if Ashland's going to run another play. I don't think they are. What game clock is at 15? And the Eagles will not snap another play. So a very rapid first quarter of action. We'll have the Eagles on top after 1. It is Ashland 3, Ohio Dominican nothing. Second quarter action coming up on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brett Ford back here in the studios at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, checking the GLIAC scoreboard. End of the first quarter, Hillsdale will have the lead 14-3. Grand Valley State and Wayne State are scoreless in the first quarter. Ashland is on top of Ohio Dominican 3-0. Let's go back out to Matt Vitale and Todd Bell.
Thank you, Brent. 3-0 in favor of Ashland here. After one quarter of play, the Eagles will have it. Second down and 5 from their own 25 when we resume play. You were telling me before the game you needed a fast-moving game today, right?
Yeah, well, we're getting there. I mean, that first quarter only took, 25 minutes? And I'd like to see it slow down a little bit for the Panthers' defense. But, they're in good shape right now at second and 5. Get it? They need to get a couple stops here and get some rest. That first drive by Ashland, that scoring drive, 19 plays. That's by far the most we've seen all season on one side or the other. And the Panthers' defense is out there doing the best they can against the top scoring offense in this conference and in total yards.
Second down and 5, Ashland, now to our left in the all-white look today. They'll have it at the 25-yard line, driving into the sun. On second down, it'll be Vaughn on the handoff. Off to the right, Cameron Cole sticks his nose in there and makes the stop. That'll be a gain of 2 for Andrew Vaughn. Cameron Cole, redshirt junior out of Hilliard Darby, able to get in there and corral Vaughn. And now it'll be a third down and short situation coming up for the Eagles.
Ashland was 3 of 5 in these scenarios in the first quarter, looking to convert on another third down.
Aiden cements a 33-yard field goal on their opening drive, the only score thus far. Shaheen over here at near side wide receiver, 3 receivers to the left. Looks like Vaughn is still in the backfield. Tarnowski will take the snap. He's going to look to throw. Screen over here to the near side. It's batted into the air. Tarnowski caught it back at the 16-yard line. That'll be a big loss on the play of about 12 yards. And I think it was it Trey McIntyre, I think, blew up the play, stepped in front. It went off of him and went straight into the air. I thought Anthony Small was going to have a chance to intercept that. Tarnowski should have just batted it down, and it turns into a loss all the way back to the 17-yard line. So a huge defensive play for ODU, and now Austin Bruns will come out to punt. He is one of the tops in the GLIAC, averaging 41 yards per kick. Billy Akins isn't even back to receive. Now he will backpedal. Bruns is a threat to throw, but not from here. Takes it and punts it off the side of his foot, near sideline. It'll bounce at the 46 and then backwards to the 45. So not only did the Panthers get a big stop, there was a loss on the play. We'll have great field position at the 44-yard line of Ashland with 13:23 to play in the second quarter.
Kind of a goofy play there on third down with the ball being batted. And you're right, Todd, Tarnowski kind of just panicked a little, I think. And he went to catch it, and it ended up being a loss. And he could have very easily, well, just batted it down, and they would have been in fourth and short. They've already converted on a fourth down today, and a little bit of a mental mistake there by Ashland, and an average punt puts the Panthers here in good field position.
First down and 10, 3 receivers right, 1 to the left here for Grant Russell. Joe Hines in the backfield. It'll be Russell on the zone read. He's to the 40-yard line and a gain of 4 on first down. I think my partner thought that Joe Hines had the ball and was annihilated all at the same time.
I didn't see him have the ball. I just was hoping he'd get up after that hit.
Stanford, Turner, and Stevens are right. Contini is left on second down and 6 from the Ashland 40. Russell out of the shotgun, takes the waist-high snap. Looks right, looks left. Now will scramble to his right. He'll look to run downfield. 40, lowers his shoulder, dives forward, close to a first down. Linebacker Zach Bernard will make the stop. Looks like the spot is going to be at the 35, a yard short. So the Panthers will have third and less than a yard coming up on their third possession of the game, trailing 3-0 with 12:35 to play here in the second quarter.
Panthers still looking for their first third down conversion on the afternoon.
Hines straight forward has the first down to the 29-yard line. They went quick on him that time. Third and short, lined up, gave it to Hines. Easy first down. Nice job by Lorenz Tavares and Edward Sprick up front, opening up enough of a seam. And it'll be first down from the 30-yard line.
And I like that pace on offense. Try to get these Eagles back on their heels.
Russell to throw on first down, rolling near side. Steps downfield for David Turner, and it's incomplete. Nice defensive play made by Terrell Hudson as he just hit Turner as the ball got there to jar it free. It'll be second down, because that, for all the world, for a moment, looked like it was going to be a completion to David Turner.
Yeah, I think if that ball had been a second later, we'd be looking at a pass interference here. But nice play by Hudson. Has 61 tackles on the season. Does have an interception, a pass breakup, and a forced fumble.
Another one from here in town. He went to Eastmore High School. Second down and 10 for Russell. This time we'll look to throw left for David Turner. Wide receiver screen, and the Eagles have this blown up. Bernard makes the tackle. It all started when the cornerback came busting through. In fact, the outside linebacker, Tony Peters, came through, junior from Wayne High School, and that allowed Bernard the opportunity to make the tackle. It'll be third down and 12 for ODU from the 33.
I'd like to think on this third and long situation, Grant Russell will be looking downfield for his buddy Corey Cantini.
He's over here to the near side, 3 receivers right on third and 12. Russell takes the snap, quarterback draw with room, stumbles to the 30, 25, leaps forward to the 20-yard line, should have a first down. Oh, the spot's going to be a little shy of the 20. I think it's going to be fourth and inches for ODU. How about the call there? A little quarterback draw for Grant Russell. Picks up almost enough. It'll be fourth and inches, and the Panthers will go for it here.
Seems like all season long in those third and longs, they've been going for it with Corey Cantini.
Joe Hines checked in. Fourth and inches. Russell will take the snap. They go left for Hines. He's going to pick up the first down and more. 20, 10, 5, 10, touchdown to Hines. They did an outstanding job of stealing off the left side of the line and a 21-yard touchdown run for Joe Hines.
God, you know, I think that might be the same play they called last week when they were third and short, and Joe Hines busted out a 56-yard touchdown run untouched, and the same goes here as the Panthers get on the board.
Justin Bonchek got to try the point after Aaron Stevens does the snapping. Backup quarterback Austin Ertz does the holding. Good snap and hold, and Bonchek's placement is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 10:50 to play first half. New score, Ohio Dominican 7, Ashland 3, on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings, no better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with a check to the GLIAC scoreboard. Grand Valley State strikes first against Wayne State, 7-0, 2:45 first quarter. Other games kicking off at 1, Saginaw Valley, Ferris State, Findlay, Michigan Tech. And, of course, Ohio Dominican takes the lead here, 7-3 against the Eagles. Let's go back out to Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
10:50 to play in the second quarter, and Ohio Dominican's Justin Bonchek has the ball teed up to our right. ODU on top, 7-3. Justin's kickoff is away. Keyshawn Sims, backpedaling, will field it and carries him into the end zone. He will come out. 10, 20, spun around there, still on his feet, 30, and out to the 35. Boy, that's a nice return considering all of his momentum was going backwards. Panthers had great field position. They turned it into 7 points.
On fourth down, Joe Hines gets the handoff and scampers 21 yards to the end zone. Ohio Dominican in 7 plays went 44 yards, 2 minutes and 33 seconds. Justin Bonchek's point after was good. The Panthers lead here 7-3 with 10:41 left in this first half.
And Travis Tarnowski, 4 for his first 8. Will come out onto the field here for Ashland. Football at the 34-yard line. Take the high snap, play action pass. Looking for a deep ball downfield for Matthew Wilcox. He's out there and caught it at the 20, and he's down to the 15-yard line. Dwayne Gordon Jr. was trailing Wilcox on the play, and the sophomore from Ada comes up with a huge catch for Ashland.
Now going for that home run ball early, trying to take all the momentum away from the Panthers. And coming into this one, Travis Tarnowski's long of the season was 70, and I think that just about eclipsed it.
It's about 66.
We're close.
On that pass completion, and just like that, in one play, the Eagles are in scoring position at the 14-yard line. Fullback Dan Medved lines up in front of Vance Settlemeyer, who will carry it straight through the middle. Hops his way into the line. He's inside the 10, down to the 7-yard line. Gain of 8 for Vance Settlemeyer on the first down run. Vance Settlemeyer a week ago, 20 carries, 126 yards, and 3 scores against Walsh. Last year against the Panthers, did a number as he rushed for 152 yards and 2 scores against ODU. Second down, and we'll call it 3 from back near the 8. Settlemeyer again up the middle. This time met in the hole. Panthers will gang tackle. Terry is inside the 7, short of the first down line to gain. This is a guy in Settlemeyer who coming in today had 30 carries for 232 yards in his career in 2 games against ODU. Trying to have another big day here today. They may need him here. It'll be third down and a long one, a short 2 coming up here for the Eagles.
I think a guy to keep an eye on here is the fullback Medved, 5'11", 237, and only 3 carries on the season. It's apparent that his only job out there is to block.
Shaheen, tight end right. Parker is a standing tight end left. They've got the fullback on the left. Settlemyer's left. They run. Tarnowski will throw, and it's going to be to Austin Bruns. Caught it. Wide open touchdown. All the misdirection came right. Bruns was tight to the line of scrimmage on the left-hand side. They slip him out for an easy touchdown pass for Travis Tarnowski to Austin Bruns. So it didn't take long for Ashland to regain the lead. It was the big pass play downfield for Wilcox that set him up. And Aiden Cements will come out to try the point after. He is second all time with 120 of these at Ashland. Tarnowski puts it down, and the point after is good. Timeout on the field with 8:43 to play in the first half. It is now Ashland 10, Ohio Dominican 7 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brett Ford here in St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Studios. Check of the GLIAC scoreboard. Northwood is on top of Walsh 10-3. Lake Erie trails Hillsdale 14-3. And, of course, Grand Valley State on top of Wayne State 7-0. Ohio Dominican now trails Ashland 10-7. Back out to Panther Stadium with Matt Natale and Todd Bell.
8:43 to play here in this second quarter as Cement has the ball teed up to our left. Turner is back to our right to receive. And the Mets will approach. And his kickoff will drive Turner a couple of yards deep into the end zone. He'll bring it out on the far side. Up the numbers to the 15. One out of a tackle to the 20. Out near the 23-yard line is where the Panthers will scrimmage. First down and 10 with 8:35 to play in the first half.
Ashland retakes the lead on a 6-yard touchdown pass from Travis Tarnowski to Austin Bruns in a quick scoring drive. Only 4 plays, Todd. Went 71 yards, highlighted by that long strike to Stuart Turner for 66 yards, and cements his point after was good, putting the Ashland Eagles up 10-7 here with 8:35 left in this half.
First down and 10. Joe Hines out there at running back. David Turner, Corey Contini here to the near side. Dar Stanford to the right. And on first down, they'll roll Russell out here to the near side. Dumps it off to Aaron Stevens. Caught it at the 26. Hit it at the 28. And that's where that journey will end. Terrell Hudson, safety, up to make the tackle. Gain of about 4 for Aaron Stevens, who all of a sudden has turned into a touchdown-making machine. He's got 5 on the year, including one last week against Wayne State when he had 2 catches for 26. He had a 23-yard touchdown. And the only starting senior on the Panthers offense playing in his 39th game here today. Second down and 5 after the pickup of 5 on first down for Stevens. And Russell out of the shotgun will take the snap. Looks right. Quick throw. Almost intercepted and should have been. Adam Wallace, the defensive end, dropped back in coverage. Grant never saw him. And that was an easy one for Adam Wallace. But those defensive linemen sometimes have a tough time catching the football. It'll be 3rd and 5.
Hit Adam right in the hands. And 6'2", 241, redshirt senior, is a captain on this defense. And has a pass breakup on the season. That'd be his second. It would have been his first interception.
From the 29, it'll be 3rd down and 5 for ODU. And a big play here with under 8 minutes to play in the second quarter. Panthers trail 10-7. Justin Davis will jump into the backfield. Eagles are all up at the line of scrimmage right now. Turner in motion to the near side as Russell takes it. On 3rd down, he'll step up to his right, hit and drop back at the 22-yard line. And a sack on the play by Michael Griffin. I beg your pardon. That sack is by Zach Leftenant, senior from Oak Hills. His second, third and a half sack of the year back at the 23-yard line. And listen to the ovation from the Ashland fans on the far side.
That far side stands, those far side stands over there are packed full. And like you said earlier today, Todd, all along the fence line, there's fans down here from Ashland only being a couple hours up the road.
4th down and 12, Moncheck with a booming kick into the air that will chase Irby back. He watches it bounce. then takes a Ashland bounce backwards and will be downed near the 43-yard line. So good field position here for Ashland. Justin hit a great kick. It just bounced the wrong direction.
Right,
7-10 to play, second quarter, and Ashland in front by a score of 10-7. We'll have it first down and 10 to our left. Well, congratulations to head coach Lindsey Warren, the ODU women's basketball team. First regular season game of the year yesterday. They were victorious in easy fashion over Alderson Bronis. They'll be back at it again here tonight against Cedarville. They'll be playing at Ashland in a crossover tournament in the GMAC. Travis Tarnowski on first and 10 from the 41 is going to hand it off to Settlemeyer. He'll run to the left. And DJ Perdue will make the tackle. Gain of about 3. The men are playing Johnson C. Smith today in Charlotte this afternoon. So good luck to Coach Dan Evans and his staff and team as they embark on their first regular season game today. Second down and 7 after the run by Settlemeyer and the tackle by Perdue, a senior out of Indianapolis. One of 10 seniors that will be playing in their final game here today. The ball at the 44-yard line. Second down and 7 out of the I backfield. Tarnowski turns to his left, gets to Settlemeyer, up into the hole, and it's clocked up. Short gain, yard and a half maybe, just across the 45-yard line. So a third down and 5 coming up, and here's a golden opportunity for the Panthers defense to get the ball right back for their offense, as it'll be third down and 5.
Yeah, the Panthers defense needs a win here after letting Ashland march right down the field on their last possession and score in 4 plays, and I think this could not necessarily shift the momentum, but give them a little bit more confidence here on this near side sideline.
Third down play, they'll have to get to the Panther 49. 3 receivers near side. Tarnowski takes the snap, looking downfield. Another big ball for Cameron Green, but he misses his target by about 5 yards to the inside. Incomplete, and it'll be fourth down and 6. Now coming up for the Ashland Eagles. Panthers have that one well covered. Marquise Tyus and Trey McIntyre were there. And actually, Tyus was the closest to where the ball landed.
Right, and I wouldn't be surprised if Tarnowski might have just let that ball out a little bit further because he saw the double coverage and didn't want to risk interception, although it would basically have been a punt.
Remember, Austin runs every time. Their third-string quarterback is their punter. They line up in an offensive formation. And then Bruns, they line up, make sure that the Panthers have it covered, and they do. So Bruns will drop back to punt. This one downfield, angles it away from Billy Akins. It'll bounce at the 20, take a nice Ashland roll, and out of bounds at the 11-yard line. So that'll be a 45-yard kick by Austin Bruns. The defense got a 3-and-out, but the offense will have bad field position. Boy, that was terribly spotted. They put that at the 13. Sometimes I wonder. I really
happened
do.
Right in front of
I know. Right in front of us, right in front of them. And the ball will be back inside the 13-yard line. First down and 10 for the Panthers with 5:48 to play here in the second quarter.
I think this is a critical drive right here for this offense, Todd, because Ashland will get the ball back in the second half, and if the Panthers can put together a nice long drive and get in the end zone, it'll help going into the halftime.
Both Colson and Hines were lined up in the backfield, and one of the Panthers' offensive linemen moved.
False start. Number 50. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
So that'll back him up even 5 yards further. Tyler Edwards Frick on the right side of that line came up out of his stance for a moment. So Colson will check out. Aaron Stevens will check back in. And the Panthers will have first and 15 now back at the 8-yard line. Stevens, Turner, and Sanford are right. Contini, receiver near side, and Russell on first down. We'll keep it on the zone read. Surveys up the middle to the 12. And that's all the further he'll get. 4 yards for Grant Russell on first down. So they got a little bit of that yardage back. That'll bring up second down and a little more than 10.
Panthers on the afternoon offensively have tallied 82 yards and looking to add a good chunk more to that on this drive. Try to march down the field and get a touchdown.
Second down and 11 now for Russell out of the shotgun with Hines to his left. Grant takes it. Quick look to his left. Oh, and he's clobbered from the side by Adam Wallace, who came out of nowhere. Hit him high, and Russell's down back at the 4-yard line. He popped back up after the play, but, man, what a hit by Adam Wallace.
Coming around that left defensive end side, and that's not even the blind side for Grant. And he was looking down here to this near side for his receivers and must just not have seen him in the peripheral.
So the ball back at the 4-yard line now, where it'll be third down and 20. Russell out of the end zone will hand it off to Justin Davis to the right, and he's going to get to the 5-yard line, and Panthers were just going to swallow their medicine right there and get off the field and send the punting unit on. And you were right, partner. That was a critical possession for both sides, and Ashland came through with a big sack of Grant Russell. And now they're going to have great field position here, and they'll have it with just under 4 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Punt returner back there. Irby is right at the 50-yard line, so if he gets any type of return out of this Bonchak punt, they will be in good shape offensively.
Low snap, but Justin handles it. Gets away a good kick. Irby into the sun, fields it. Broke a tackle at the 45, slipped out of another one at the 40, ahead to the 30, and finally down right there. So it was a 40-yard punt by Justin. Nice return by Irby of about 15 yards down to the 30-yard line. And with 3:47 to play in the first half, Ashland will have it leading by a score of 10-7. And right now they have got all of the momentum in this one.
Both teams here have all three of their timeouts. That could play a factor here down the stretch in this half.
So first down out of the I backfield. Dominic Junta, their center, leads them up. Tarnowski comes in under center. And Travis, play action pass. Going to look to throw downfield for Shaheen. He is open. He caught it in the end zone on a diving play. Touchdown. 30-yard strike to the tight end, Adam Shaheen. His Gliac leading 16th touchdown reception of the season. And on one play, the Eagles are in the end zone.
Right, all the receivers here on the near side streaking down the seam and, in the flat. Shaheen just kind of made a little cross route across the field into the seam. And a remarkable diving catch, and that 16th touchdown makes him the all-time leading touchdown scorer for tight ends in Division II.
Cement for the point after. It is up. It is good, and the Eagles have taken control here in the late stages of the second quarter. Timeout on the field with 3:39 to play. It is Ashland 17, Ohio Dominican 7 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Turn up the notch on success.
Real-world success with a professional certificate or degree from Ohio Dominican University.
At ODU, complete your MBA affordably.
On campus, online, or both in as few as 16 months.
Or choose the Healthcare Administration 18-month program.
This master's degree program has classes meeting once a week in 8-week evening sessions.
And a graduate certificate is available.
Give your career a boost at ODU.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Click on ohiodominican.edu/grad.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Checking the GLIAC scoreboard. Grand Valley State is up by a touchdown to Wayne State in the second quarter, 14-7. And Ohio Dominican trailing Ashland right now, 17-7. Let's go back out to Panther Stadium with Matt Natale and Todd Bell.
Adam Cement has the ball teed up to our left, and the Panthers will be getting it. It'll be David Turner to our right to receive. 3:39 to play in the first half. End over end kick a little shorter this time. And Turner with a chance from the 5. He's out over the 15-20 on the far side of the field. Hit and brought down from behind at the 25. So that's where Ohio Dominican will have it, first and 10. It was a one-play scoring drive, so we don't need to recap that. If anything,
right.
And they scored the touchdown, Matt, is that it happened quickly and that the Panthers still have plenty of time to get back into the end zone here. They can make this a three-point game going to the locker room.
Yeah, if there's any consolation about allowing that one-play touchdown is they've got a lot of time here and all their timeouts left. And, the score is only a 10-point game. It feels like it's a lot worse than that right now just because Ashland has hit on some really big plays, but offense just needs to settle in and put something together here, and we'll be all right.
From the 25, first and 10 from our right. Russell on first down will look to throw. Quick one here to David Turner, and it's off target and incomplete. So the incomplete pass will bring up second down. Grant was expecting Turner to come back north towards the boundary and was trying to lead him into a running catch, and Turner had settled towards the inside, so it'll be second down and 10.
I think one thing we've seen from the offense today that we haven't seen, excuse me, in the last several weeks is seems like Grant is getting a little bit more pressure on him than he has in the last several weeks, and he's being forced into quick situations.
Hines on a carry straight up the middle. That's going nowhere. Gain of a yard and a half, maybe. It'll be third down and about eight coming up now for ODU. Tried misdirection with Contini coming in front and then handing it off to Hines. Third down play coming up, and again, this is where they got to have a conversion here on the day, and they've got to give Grant Russell time to make a throw. Corey Contini so far shut out today at the wide receiver position. Corey came into today third in the GLIAC with 64 receptions. Justin Davis will line up in the backfield to help protect. Stanford is right. Contini, Mercier, and Turner are near side. Russell will take the snap. Eagles rush four. Grant will throw right for Turner, and it's incomplete on the far side, nearly intercepted by Michael Griffin, a junior from Norwalk St. Paul High School. And that long throw on the far side boundary was short of Dar Stanford, and a quick three and out. They didn't use much time off the clock, and now Ashland's going to get it back again in decent field position.
And less than a minute on that drive, and another three and out for the offense. And for the offense this afternoon, they've only converted on one third down. They're only one of seven. And again, on that play, Grant Russell getting a lot of pressure in that pocket.
On check punts, another nice one that Irby will catch back at his own 31-yard line. Gets by one to the 40, 45, spun down at the 46-yard line. But Ashland does a great job of blocking way back here because Irby made that catch and there was nobody around him. So Ashland will have it at the 46th first down, 2:30 to play in the first half. They still have all three of their timeouts remaining.
Probably get a nice turnover here or something.
Panthers need to stop right now.
Nice little pick six.
It's a pick six by Marquise Tyus in the game last year that turned the tide. Tarnowski on first down will hand to Settlemyer. Ran into one of his own linemen, and then one of the Panthers bear hugged him from behind. I think it's Demetrius Farmer who makes the tackle at the 50. Junior from Dover, averaging over six tackles per game. Came in for today third in the GLIAC with eight sacks, second in the GLIAC with 13.5 tackles for loss. Playing in his 23rd game as a Panther here today. Gain of four for Settlemyer. Second down and six coming up from midfield for Ashland. They lead 17-7. Tarnowski will work out of the shotgun. Play action. Looks to throw. McIntyre hit him. He got out of it and enough to throw it away. Trey was blitzing from the near side. Tarnowski never saw him. Trey hit him, and Travis just bounced right off of him. It'll be third and six.
Kind of got a hand on the leg, and Tarnowski was able to wiggle out of it. And another third down here for the Panthers defense. Ashland 50% on the afternoon in these third down situations, and the Panthers need another big stop here, at least if they get one. With 1:49 left in this half, they might be able to salvage some decent field position if they get the ball back.
Eagles will need the 44. Panthers are showing blitz. They are coming up the middle. Tarnowski to throw over the middle. It's incomplete. He hit Cameron Green right in the hip. And the incompletion will set up fourth down. Anthony Small was back in the backfield hitting Tarnowski just as he let go of it. So for the time being, it is a three and out. But here at midfield, I would be very cautious as to what Ashland may try and do. Again, they keep their normal offense on the field. Austin Bruns is their third-string quarterback and punter. He will line up and bark out signals. He fakes the snap count. Panthers don't have anybody back to receive just yet. This is where having the luxury of Billy Akins as a return man. He is playing deep safety. Now he'll back up. Bruns will take it. He will let it fly downfield. Akins will catch it at the 15. Makes a move to the 20, to the near side boundary, trying to get to the 25 and out of bounds to the 26. Well done by Billy Akins. And with 94 seconds to play until halftime, the Panthers trailing 17-7. They have all three of their timeouts remaining. Let's see if they can't figure out a way to get, at the very least, into Justin Bonchek field goal range. So first and 10 Panthers. Official line of scrimmage will be the 27. Cantini and Stanford will be right. Stevens and Turner over here to the near side. First down and 10 for Grant Russell. He'll take the snap, gives it off to Justin Davis, hit behind the line of scrimmage, and tackled right there. James Prater, Jr., he is another one from Columbus, from St. Francis DeSales. The sophomore makes the tackle, loss of a yard on the play. Panthers get right back to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers right now for Russell. Grant standing back at his own 21. Play action, Russell to throw. To his right, incomplete for Mercier. And Tony Peters, the linebacker, was draped all over him. That'll stop the clock with 107 to play here in the second quarter. And the Panthers offense now will have third down and 11. Well, after the first drive, ODU just marched right down the field. A play backed them up into a long situation, and the drive stalled. And since then, they haven't moved the ball. ODU will need the 37 here. Russell out of the shotgun. He will take it. Ashland rushes four. Russell surveys downfield. Ball deflected at the line of scrimmage and incomplete. He had Contini open over the middle. Would have been a completed pass for a first down, but one of the linemen for Ashland got their hand on it. And the Panthers, again, a three and out. Will give it back to Ashland. Still no movement in terms of field position. Ashland will still have all three of its timeouts and will still have decent field position as well. Moncheck standing back at his own 12. He will receive the snap back. He'll get rid of it to the near side, angles it towards the sideline, and well done by Justin. He'll bounce out of bounds near the 40-yard line. And so now with 55 seconds to play in the first half, it'll be Ashland football at the 40-yard line. And they lead it by a score of 17-7. So first down and 10, Adam Shaheen will be a wide receiver over on the far side. Jackson, Turner, and Green will bunch up over here on the near side. First down and 10 for Tarnowski, and the offense takes the snap. He surveys over the middle, throws to Settlemyer out of the backfield. 35, broke a tackle 40. He's out to midfield, first down, and to the ODU 43-yard line. Trey McIntyre again, dove at the feet, and came up empty. It'll be first down Ashland at the ODU 40-yard line.
Yeah, Todd, that's that receiving threat that we were talking about in the pregame, that Settlemyer, for as good as he is as a running back, he does have 16 or 18 catches on the season and get those all-important yards after catch.
Actually marked it back at the 43, first and 10. Tarnowski to throw with time. Now scrambles to the near side. Pressure throws over here. Jackson's in the air. Caught it inbounds at the 22-yard line. What a great catch. 19-yard reception by Stanley Jackson Jr. His dad, the former quarterback from Ohio State, gives him a first down.
That's how that play developed right in front of me. I kind of had to get out of the way so I didn't get creamed. Unbelievable concentration there by Stanley Jackson Jr. And gets a big first down here with 34 seconds left in this half and all three timeouts for Ashland.
And this Eagle offense, they have got a lot of confidence right now. And now what do we have here? They're going to reset the play clock. And we'll do so. 34 on the game clock. It is stopped after the play goes out of bounds. First down from the 23. Tarnowski hands to Settlemyer. He'll make his way up into the hole over the 20, and Farmer and Cole will bring him down at the 18. And Ashland will burn its first timeout with 26 seconds to play.
Timeout. Ashland, that's their first of the half.
And so the Panthers defense will get a chance to gather themselves here. And Matt, at the very least, you got to hold them to a three-point try here.
Yeah, I think that's what they're focusing on here down in the huddle. For the Panthers, they got second and five with the ball on the 19. So if they don't gain another yard, it'd be about a 36-yard field goal attempt. But that's about the long for cement this season. I think it's a 39, if memory serves me correctly, down here on the field. And the defense with a lot to discuss right now to just try to keep Ashland out of the end zone. They don't want to get this too out of hand because, let's remember, Ashland gets the ball back in the second half.
26 seconds to go. 17-7 Ashland.
Please set the game clock to 28 seconds. Please set the game clock to 28 seconds.
Remember, the Panthers trailed 10-6 last week, rallied to win. They trailed 17-0 at home to Grand Valley State earlier this season and almost rallied to win. But right now, they got to keep the Eagles out of the end zone. Second down and 5 from the 18-yard line. Tarnowski out of the shotgun, looks to his left. Fake pump, now throws over the middle for Shaheen. Caught, his ball came out. It'll be picked up by McIntyre, but now they'll say it's incomplete. And Marquise Tyus applied the hit, and Shaheen is still down. And I'm sorry, partner, that was a completed pass.
Timeout for an injured player.
The Panthers are going to be robbed here. That should have been Trey McIntyre streaking down the sideline for a score. I don't know how they did not rule that a completed catch. As Shaheen gets looked at, it's interesting to note it was right about this same time last week that Marquise Tyus was called for targeting, was ejected from the game. The NCAA reviewed the play. They overturned the targeting, or Tyus would have been sitting out the first half of this game and not been able to play until the second half. And thanks to that overturn, he's able to apply a hit here that prevented Ashland from scoring a touchdown.
I just love how Marquise Tyus goes out there with no regard for his personal safety. Talk about a size mismatch on Shaheen there, and just not afraid to go up against the big guys and lay the wood to them. And a big third down here for Ashland and their offense, and in particular the Panthers' defense trying to get a stop.
Eagles need the 13 for a first down. Third down and 5. Tarnowski takes it. Panthers are blitzing over the middle. It is caught by Wilcox at the 15 to the 5. Touchdown. Matt Wilcox on an 18-yard touchdown reception over the middle. Tyus was trailing on the play, never had a chance to run him down. And the Eagles, with 15 seconds to go until halftime, are back into the end zone. For Wilcox, that'll be his 7th touchdown reception of the season. And the Eagles, in desperation mode, needing a win today, have come in and flexed their muscles, and they will have a 3-score lead going to the locker room. Tarnowski puts down the snap, and the point after by Cement is good. And with 15 seconds to go, it is now 24-7, Ashland on top. And it has come down to Ashland. They have been executing, Matt, both offensively and defensively today to perfection.
Yeah, and particularly on offense, I mean, you look at that first scoring drive, it went for 19 plays and over nine minutes, and then that offense could come out and has shown they could score in one play. So I think the coaching staff here is going to have a lot to look at halftime to try to stop this Eagles offense, because they're able to score on long sustained drives, they're able to score on quick hits, they're able to do it through the air, they're able to do it on the ground, and there's going to be a lot of adjustments, I'd imagine, at the break.
So Adam Cement, as the ball teed up to our left, that was a 5-play, 60-yard drive in 40 seconds for Ashland. They'll kick it along the ground, and Justin Davis will field it at the 25. Center steps 30 over the 35 near the 37-yard line. And so ODU will have it with 10 seconds left. And it'll be interesting to see if they try a deep one downfield here, remembering they have the timeouts, or if they'll just take a knee and go to the locker room. Boy, such a festive atmosphere at the outset of today's game, and Ashland has come in and deflated everything that the Panthers had going here today. Russell will line up out of the shotgun. They'll have three receivers near side and one to the right. On first down and 10, they'll roll Russell here to the near side. Quick throw over here is well underthrown. Contini did not make the catch on a hop at the 45-yard line, and now 5 seconds to go. That would have been a play to get Contini out of bounds near midfield and then try maybe a deep one to the end zone. But well, now the Panthers are backed up at their own 37 with only 5 seconds to go. Russell will work out of the shotgun. Takes the snap, hands it off. Nope, he'll just keep it himself. 40, and then goes down at the 42-yard line. And that will do it for the first half of play. The Ashland Eagles, once trailing in this one 7-3, they just motor their way out, and they have got a 24-7 halftime cushion. Coming up at halftime, we'll have scores from around the GLIAC and more. Now to Matt down on the sideline.
Coach, huge second quarter out of Ashland there. The guys look a little deflated here on the sideline. What types of things are you going to relay to them at halftime to try to chip away at this deficit?
They've done a better job of keeping us pinned. I mean, I think we've done well here through the half, first quarter at least. And then second quarter here, you saw it all turn into a game of field position. They had good field position through the whole quarter, and we did not, and that didn't change. And so, we've got to come out here and get that established early on in the next third and fourth quarter, hopefully get some points on board and get back in the game here.
Well, good luck in the second half, Coach. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, halftime score, it is 24-7. Total offense, 37 plays, 236 yards for Ashland, 32 plays, 80 yards for the Panthers. Lots to work on, trailing 24-7. Our halftime show starts with Brent Ford in our studios.
All right, thanks, Todd. Ohio Dominican down 24-7 here at the break. Before we get started, let's pause for station identification here on the home of the Panthers.